Veronica and Lewis on Triple J.
Now let's talk about the reason that you've been in the Australian news this past week, because it was for a joke that you made like 5 years ago where you made derogatory comments about the appearance of Aboriginal women, which there's been a lot of outrage about, understandably. But what do you say about the joke now and the reaction to it?
You know, what's interesting is, like, I guess, you know, we live in a world where, you know, people always want to unearth things that have already been unearthed. You know, people going like, we discovered something that didn't need to be discovered because it was out there. But the most important thing for me was, at the time, I was trying to make a joke about how all women are beautiful. And I was responding to, you know, like comments about certain women being called unflattering in South Africa. And so, you know, it's one of those things where if you were to make the joke again, you would probably make it better. And like after I came to Australia, you know, I was lucky enough to meet an Aboriginal woman at one of the museums in Melbourne. And she just was like, hey, man, like, I've seen your stuff. And she's like, let me tell you why that joke, like, why in Australia it's particularly hurtful. And I, you know, I'm not trying to hurt people with comedy. Otherwise, I would get into a different job. And so if I'm not trying to hurt someone with a joke, then I see no reason to hold on to the joke. And so, you know, that's why, you know, people have to go to find a joke from 2013 to basically speak about it, because the joke wasn't done anymore. But I understand how outrage works, so, you know, you have to work within it.
In terms of the outrage, like, this is a pretty understandable outrage for Aboriginal women in Australia.
Oh, completely, completely. And that's why I'm saying, you know, when you learn about something from somebody who's a different culture, you understand how much gravity a joke can have in one place versus another place. You know, so for instance, when I was doing the jokes in South Africa, it was seen as a joke where it's like, oh, you're basically trying to go. It was like my attempt at trying to create something that was the opposite of how it's perceived now. And I mean, that's what happens with a lot of jokes. I mean, I write jokes every day on The Daily Show. And sometimes you write a joke and you go like, oh, no, that's not the way we were intending the joke. Well, that's not what happened. That's not what I thought the joke was going to come out as when people perceived it in a different place. So it completely makes sense to me, you know. What I understand about outrage, though, is people, what I mean is people don't generally want to listen or understand from their side. They go, no, we're angry. And regardless of how many times you speak about the thing, they still want to be angry. And so all you can do is fall back and say, hey, I've addressed this. And, you know, I know people who follow me know that I've addressed this, but all you can do is move forward at some point.
Veronica, Lewis. Triple J.